7 o'clock. WTAW College Station,
Fox
Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
America is an incredible country.
You can go from being an unknown to center stage in the next presidential debate as Ben Carson surges to second in the polls. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland has more live from Washington.
We're 12 hours away from the second primetime GOP debate, this time at the Reagan Presidential Library in California. Frontrunner Donald Trump says he's going to wing it.
As far as the research, I've sort of been doing it for the last 30 years, I guess.
After being in the second-tier debate last time, businesswoman Carly Fiorina is going to be on the main stage tonight along with Trump, even though she's been the subject of his attack. She says people don't ask her about him.
They ask me about their health care or their kids' education or how we're going to defeat ISIS.
11 candidates will participate in the 8 p.m. Eastern time CNN debate, Dave.
Rachel, we'll see if Trump's rivals attack him. Vice President Biden says Trump's message is sick.
Absolutely denigrating an entire group of people. Appealing to the baser side of human nature.
Biden's still considering a Democratic run. Four people still missing in Utah flash floods, three hikers in a national park who were with four others who died, and a child swept up in one of two vehicles in Hilldale. 12 other kids and women were killed there. Thousands more migrants crossed the Greek border. Hundreds have been rescued at sea, all in the last 24 hours in Europe's migrant crisis. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live at the Hungary-Serbia border.
Dave, the border here is sealed for a second day. The official crossing is closed and a 100-mile-long razor wire fence is taking care of unofficial entry points, leaving maybe 2,000 refugees and other migrants stranded in Serbia. I'm outside a set of locked gates on the Hungarian side. I can hear people in the distance chanting, "Open the border." Police in riot gear are watching. Hungary saying 500 people have been arrested since yesterday for attempting to breach its barriers, Dave.
Simon, President Obama will speak out today against another looming potential budget showdown that could partially shut down the government in October. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead and start saving hundreds of dollars. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade! Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
The 2015 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit is this Sunday, September 20th at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road. Visit over 90 booths featuring local wedding professionals with everything you'll need to plan your perfect day. Tickets are $20 at the door or $15 in advance online at babv.org. Purchase advance tickets to double your odds of winning the $1,000 wedding shopping spree. Proceeds benefit the Pink Alliance, so log on now to babv.org and we'll see you this Sunday at the Bridal Show. That's babv.org.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the doorbell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Hallmark Walmart Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Speaking of Christ, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 declares, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." How wonderful for us! This means that every person has the opportunity to be saved if they will just come to God on his terms. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Truly, salvation is available to all mankind, but only those who obey the gospel will access that salvation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We invite you to visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, which meets on Highway 30. Go to bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. For the first time in at least 6 years, headcount is down at Blinn College's Brazos County campuses compared to the year before. Senior Vice President Dennis Krausen says the more important number, how many hours those students are taking, is up 1% from last fall.
That's what we get funding based on contact hours. And what's interesting is when you see that number go up, but the headcount go down, what that's telling you is students are taking more classes. Instead of taking maybe 9 or 10 hours, they're probably taking 10 to 12 hours, which that's what we want to see. That way we get students to try to complete their whole degree with us.
Krausen says contact hours went up in Bryan by 1% due to a last-minute rush of registrations, something he said is unusual at Blinn but common at other community colleges. While Bryan's headcount was down by 380, the number remains more than 13,000. Texas A&M is expanding to the Rio Grande Valley. That's after the city of McAllen and Hidalgo County came up with $18 million and 100 acres of land for a branch of the flagship campus. McAllen Mayor Jim Darling says talks first started 4 years ago.
I think it's fantastic if a kid that maybe not have the wherewithal to go to College Station can get his Aggie ring down here in the valley. To me, it's a fantastic opportunity.
What was described as a teaching center is supposed to open in 2 years. Initial enrollment is expected to be 100, going within 5 years to 750. The McAllen branch will offer courses in healthcare, research, and biomedical and life sciences. There's also an expectation it could house a new veterinary school. The cause of a Labor Day fire on the fire on Labor Day weekend in the laundry room of a Bryan apartment complex was determined to be intentionally set by a 17-year-old. Derek DeVorce was arrested on the arson charge Monday, a week after it happened in the laundry room at the Highland Villa Apartments on Wildflower. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse said the fire extinguished itself because it burned through a water supply hose.
Therefore, they did not discover the fire, the people, staff, and so on, of that facility until they discovered the flooding. And at that point, they realized that a fire had actually caused it all.
According to the arrest report from the Bryan Fire Department, surveillance video showed DeVorce setting the fire. Bryan police say an elderly man was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries following an attempted robbery. Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was Monday night around 8 in the area of Coulter and Antone.
It was just starting to get dark. Once we got on scene, we determined a 77-year-old male victim was in his yard when he was attacked from behind. He was struck with the bat. they were attempting to get his wallet and failed to do so and fled on foot in the immediate area.
McKeithen says anyone with information about the suspects is asked to call Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 71 degrees. More news on the way at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695. Or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com. Located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Is it time for an upgrade? Come shop our large selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We have what you're looking for at a nice guy price. Your new ride is ready for you at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Good morning, it's 7:11 at Brazos Valley. Weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure keeps the weather very sunny over the next couple of days, and it's going to allow for a bit of a warm-up as well. Sunshine today, a few clouds here and there, 90 to 95. Overnight clear, lows will be 70 to 75. For tomorrow, we'll see sunshine, temperatures close to 95. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. Looking ahead to Friday, we'll have more in the way of sunshine, temperatures on Friday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football having their media day yesterday. We also have learned that the head coach of the team they're playing, which is Nevada, got fined $10,000 for a couple of unsportsmanlike calls in last week's game.
Well, they had 9 penalties called on them. You can't be happy about that. But anyway, yeah.
We'll also have a look at the possible new athletic director for the University of Texas and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
He doesn't work here, whoever the new athletic director will be. I'm just... So, the Federal Food and Drug Administration stopped the sale of 4 types of R.J. Reynolds cigarettes yesterday, saying the company failed to prove that they were not more harmful than the products they already have on the market. That's pretty stunning to me. Now, what's even more stunning is... they said they got 30 days to get them off the shelf. Okay, you better get those down in 30 days. That's right. Buy them, then smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, right now,
bootleg,
I'd be jacking the price on those puppies. I mean, if you got people who are going to smoke, I'm not saying smoke.
It's for the kids.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
Exactly.
Yes, available for a limited time. Prices may vary. Under a 2009 federal law, the FDA can reject cigarettes and other tobacco products that its scientists believe pose a greater public health risk than comparable products that are on the market. A sharp departure from the previous practice when tobacco companies could change their existing blends and introduce new ones at will. The 4 cigarettes, get ready to write them down so you can swing by and pick them up. The 4 cigarettes that the agency ordered removed on Tuesday: Camel Crush Bold, Pall Mall Deep Set Recessed Filter. Yeah, yeah. And I can remember a long time ago when I was smoking, Parliament had that. Parliament was a cigarette that had the filter recessed. Kind of weird. Anyway, Pell-Mell Deep Set Recess Filter Menthol, and Vantage Tech 13. They were introduced during a grace period that was set up by the law that ended in 2011. Well, why did they set up a grace? Huh, must be something political there. This is a bad product. Oh, wait, we'll give you a grace period to go ahead and release it onto the market. Anyway, to be considered substantially equivalent, tobacco products must be shown to have the same characteristics as a product already on the market, and if different, raise no new question about public health. Well, I wonder how they could be so much different. Do we have any idea?
Mm-mm. Not a clue.
Now, I see a picture of one of these Camel cigarettes, and it says the original squeeze-click change. Apparently, there's something that you would squeeze in the filter that makes it different.
Yeah, you pop a little plastic ball or something, and it releases a flavoring agent.
Get away.
No.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's basically menthol on demand was the initial one. It was a cigarette until you squished it,
okay,
and it would have a numbing agent or a mint agent or something.
Oh, like. So it gives you even more of a buzz.
Yeah, you're asking a non-smoker.
Wow. Okay. Well, I understand. That's fine. Did you hear that the Park Service is not going to allow vaping in the parks now?
Oh,
what?
Come on.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, that's exactly
because...
right.
Because?
I don't have any idea, because they could.
They won't let you do it on a plane.
Well, that's...
No,
that's,
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. They're just pushing back. And the reason most times is we don't know. We haven't studied it enough.
We're not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, so that's what they're doing. You apparently cannot smoke them now out in the great wilderness. All right. So do you have an engineer in your family or a burgeoning engineer, or you an engineer? You know, for a long time, it was pretty much the realm of guys, and now more and more girls are becoming engineers. But I think a lot of that seed is planted by kids who decide to take something apart. You know, I'm going to take something apart to see how it works, and then that helps them learn how to build things. And, you know, we're hearing more and more about STEM, right?
Yep.
Science,
mm-hmm.
tech, engineering, math. We got to get out there. We got to have people who know how to do that kind of stuff. Well, or you can be a 14-year-old who brings your homemade clock to school in Dallas or in Irving, and you get handcuffed and taken to juvenile detention.
For what?
He built a clock, okay? He built a clock. He
like
makes
TikTok,
his own,
TikTok?
Yeah. His name is Ahmed Muhammad. He makes his own radios. He repairs his own go-kart. He hoped that he would be able to impress his teachers. So he brought his homemade clock to school in MacArthur High School, Irving MacArthur, on Monday.
And he was arrested for that.
Yep. So the 14-year-old missed the student council meeting. Took a trip in handcuffs to juvenile detention. His clock now sits in the evidence room for the police department. They say they may yet charge him with making a hoax bomb, though they acknowledge that he told everyone who would listen that it was a clock. In the meantime, he's been suspended. His father obviously is upset. And the Council on American Islamic Relations is once again eyeing claims of, you know, Islamophobia in Irving. A box full of circuit boards sits at the foot of his small bed in Central Irving. He just does this kind of stuff. His back room looks like a Radio Shack. So, not sure. But that's okay. That's okay. Facebook is doing everything they can to get you to come back. Oh, we miss you. Please come back. Oh, if you don't like us, please come back. Yes, now. They're going to add a dislike button.
Yes.
Now, you see, what is this going to do
yes.
to society?
I'm not certain it's going to be a thumbs down that actually means dislike.
No, they won't do that.
Because they're talking about just something that allows you to express empathy.
What?
So when you say,
what?
When you say grandma died,
okay.
That's not an appropriate post to like.
Okay.
And so it's hard for you to interact unless you have something to say. Then you have to leave a comment and say, I'm so sorry. But maybe all you want to do is click the like button.
That you're
so
acknowledging.
Acknowledging. You say, I see this. I'm with you. I don't have anything I can say in this situation. So I don't know what an empathize button looks like. Maybe a frowny face.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if they added
never
a dislike.
Never mind. Okay. I'm bummed out
if
over
they,
that now.
If they added a dislike button, yeah. Can you imagine the number of people talking about microaggressions
okay.
and triggers? And
but look, I mean, do they not want to be relevant? Just saying, if all it takes is a punch of a button to and the thing is, maybe what they have to do, well, they couldn't. I was going to say, well, what I was going to say is if they could graduate the level of dislike.
Oh, man.
You know, if you could do a 1 or a 7, the thing is, everybody would go to 11, right? So, you know.
But it goes to 11.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. All right.
I would very much like that, though, because on several occasions, you know, please pray, son's in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to like that.
Right. Okay, for a minute, I got excited that you're really going to get to express your free range of emotions on Facebook. Not that I joined or anything, but I'm just saying. Wouldn't want to ever go that far.
Yeah,
All right.
One step at a time.
Steph. Taco Bell is opening stores that'll serve alcohol.
Woo-hoo!
Two locations. Sorry, it's only two locations. One in Chicago, the other in San Francisco. They'll have alcohol beginning this fall. The Chicago location will serve beer, wine, and sangria. With frozen drinks that have rum, tequila, or vodka. San Francisco location is near AT&T Park and will serve beer and wine only. Wow, Chicago going upscale on it. Sangria?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now look. Sangria is kind of like gumbo. You're not exactly sure what all's in
nope.
it. Do you really want to get sangria from Taco Bell?
Unless you get the Carlo Rossi jug.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, can you imagine if they had a real dislike button, how many more of these people who are get all their self-esteem from Facebook and commit suicide
yeah.
because more people dislike
okay,
than like.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm saying it. Sure, that would be full-on society. There's no doubt. It's, I guess.
To go back to your thing, though,
yeah.
as long as it's served out of the fountain.
Yeah, say, oh, what?
That's what I want.
No, they can't be doing
sure
that.
They
can't be doing
Why
that.
Not?
What, you got
Yay!
A little got a little kid reaching up? Daddy, I like the way this one tasted sweet.
Yay! go right ahead, son. We're going to go home and take a nap. Daddy's watching the football game.
Oh, man. Okay, so we'll see how that works out. In other fast food news, it's not nearly as exciting. McDonald's is reportedly testing a new chicken burger at its stores in Tampa. The burger made from ground chicken meat. Huh, really?
Not whole chicken?
Yeah.
At McDonald's?
Well, what they do is they just take the McNuggets, they strip the breading off, and they throw them in there.
Oh, my.
Can you see that? They strip the breading off, God. And they got a kid over there, you know, shooting them from about 10 feet away, trying to pop them in the top of the grinder.
Or just, yeah, squeezing on the outside and popping it out.
Yeah. Gosh, I forget. We went and ate someplace in the last few days, and they had ground chicken, and we were both commenting. Oh, it was at an eatatorium in downtown Bryan that they had ground chicken, and we'd never heard of that. So, anyway. So, the new chicken burger made with ground meat and also includes spices, including garlic and onion powder or onion powder-type residue. It's, well, I mean, can you be sure? Oh, we'll have a story on Kanye. Kanye West has apparently he's in some clothing deal with Adidas Originals, okay? And so Fashion Week, this week in New York or something like that, he unveils it today. Details are being kept under wraps. It says he'll expand both his shoe and clothing offerings. The rumors are that the price tag will run into the thousands of dollars. Is that another indication of society?
Yeah.
Really kind of. All right. David Allen Coe.
Uh-oh.
Pled guilty to tax evasion. Agreed to pay the outstanding balance of $466,000.
Yeesh.
I guess he'll be touring in a town near you soon.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU Smart Home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Are you at risk of identity theft? Yes. A new identity theft happens every 2 seconds. Does giving out your social security number increase risk? Yes. And so will things like shopping and breaches. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. Protection starts at $9.99 a month. And for 10% off, use promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com now. LifeLock.com.
Atkinson It Pays to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to have a situation pretty similar to yesterday. A slight chance of showers. It'll happen. If they do, it'll be after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we did have some that passed through yesterday, so we'll see. 92 for a high today, about 74 tonight. Then we'll do 93 or 94 all the way through Sunday, it looks like. The lows each night around 72 or 73, but no mention of rain after we get by today. Currently, the winds are out of the southeast at 3, 94% relative humidity. We have 73 degrees.
Handle every fall chore for less with a John Deere 3E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. John Deere 3E tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Right now, get a new 4-wheel drive 3038E compact utility tractor, loader, rotary cutter, and box blade for as low as $222 a month. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Now, I know you've been waiting breathlessly for this. The Ferguson Commission has finally issued a report about what went wrong in Ferguson, Missouri, and how to fix it. The commission was put in place by Democrat Governor Jay Nixon. Now, the report says that the shooting of Gentle Giant Michael Brown over a year ago and the riots that followed represent a collective awakening to issues that had previously been invisible, namely that the racial divide in the area is deep and wide. They warn that skirting the difficult truths and not talking about race or Ferguson will stop us from moving forward. So how do we fix the invisible difficult truths? Well, the cops need to use minimum force whenever possible. They should not use deadly force on fleeing suspects, unless their lives are in danger. Oh, and the cops need better training, and they need to stop profiling people. Now, as far as I can tell, there are no recommendations for perps, like don't go after a police officer's gun while being arrested. I mean, but that's neither here nor there. Now the goodies. The report calls for improved public transportation and more affordable housing. Expanded Medicaid, expanded food stamps for the poor, a higher minimum wage, better education, more scroll health centers. So, yes, the Democrat-appointed commission says solving the racial divide in Ferguson requires us to train cops better and give the African-American Democrat community more welfare. I know it's insulting, but they're Democrats. What did you think they were going to recommend?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey folks, nearly 3 years ago I began talking about my good friends at Mahindra Tractors and how they're the smart choice for landowners. Well, here it is 3 years later, caring for your land with a Mahindra still is a no-brainer. For starters, 97% of Mahindra tractor owners would recommend one to a friend or family member. Now, when was the last time 97% of Americans agreed on anything? And don't forget, Mahindra tractors are assembled right here in the good old U.S. of A. with a heavier frame, more built-in weight, built-in class lift capacity, an industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. I could go on and on. It's no wonder Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more about my good friends at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. One streak is over related to continued growth at Blinn College's Brazos County campuses. Fall enrollment is down by 380 compared to the year before. While headcount is down at all Blinn locations, that was more than offset by the increase of students taking classes online. And while the headcount is down in Bryan and Brenham, Senior Vice President Dennis Krausen says students are taking more classes, and they waited until right before the semester started to register.
Our numbers were down on a daily comparison all summer, and I was really afraid that we were going to be down 1 to 2 to 3% in contact hours. But what we found were that students waited longer to register, and I don't know if that was a correlation of what they were doing with their A&M classes, or if they were just waiting to get their financial situation in order.
While headcount is down in Bryan for the first time in at least 6 years, the number of contact hours are up over last fall. Both figures are higher compared to last year for Blinn students taking online classes, as well as those from high schools and students in Blinn's TEKS and Police Academy programs. Aggieland is expanding into the Rio Grande Valley.
An agreement 4 years in the making has been finalized to bring an extension of the flagship College Station campus to McAllen. And coupled with the newly created UT System University, Mayor Jim Darling says access to education has taken a giant leap forward in the Rio Grande Valley.
We'd be one of the only locations in the state that have both flagships in their area. The educational opportunities for our kids and research and all those kind of things is tremendous.
The satellite campus will offer courses in healthcare research and in biomedical and life sciences, and there's an expectation it could house a new veterinary school. In McAllen, Tim Sullivan, TSN News.
The deal gives the university 100 acres of land on the north side of McAllen, $10 million to build a teaching center, and $8 million to install utilities and other infrastructure. The first building is scheduled for completion in 2 years with an opening enrollment of 100. Within 5 years, the targeted enrollment is 750. News releases from the A&M system and the city of McAllen are on our website at WTAW.com. A 77-year-old Brian man was struck from behind with a bat during an attempted robbery Monday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the man was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries from the attack in his yard, located south of Sue Haswell Park in the area of Coulter and Antone.
The information that we have on suspects is very limited, so what we're really doing is asking that if anyone has any information about this offense, to please contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300, or they can call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS, where they can remain anonymous.
McKeithen says the suspects ran away without getting the victim's wallet. The Bryan Fire Department has made an arrest in a Labor Day weekend arson at an apartment complex. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says they never arrived to put out the fire in the laundry room at the Highland Villa Apartments on Wildflower because it extinguished itself.
That was the interesting part about this case. Due to damage by the fire to a water supply, it eventually was extinguished by the water that was in the room.
According to the arrest report, the fire, which was set the night before Labor Day, was hot enough to melt a water supply hose, but the flooding wasn't caught until the following morning. 17-year-old Derek DeVorce was arrested Monday after he was identified on surveillance video igniting combustible material, placing it into a plastic trash can, fanning the flames, and moving the trash can behind a washer-dryer unit. A spike in suicides in county jails around Texas, the most notable being the death of Sandra Bland in Hempstead, coupled with tight budgets, has state lawmakers considering policy changes. Brandon Wood, who directs the Texas Commission on Jail Standards, says curbing the number of suicides is not as easy as simply adding more cameras.
They make a good tool to review the situation after the fact because they still require someone to watch them, and you can very easily overburden a single person with 24 cameras trying to watch all the cells at that point in time.
Wood says they're considering a peer review program to provide minimal training to trustee inmates to keep an eye on the others. They're also in the process of revising the intake screening form to better identify mental illness. A new survey from UT Austin finds nearly one-third of all Texans have experienced some sort of sexual assault. Lead investigator Noelle Bush Amendariz says 2 out of 5 women have been attacked.
Women are overrepresented, so it's, you know, undoubtedly a women's health and mental health issue. But we don't want to forget that it's a concern for men.
She says 1 in 5 men have been sexually assaulted. Out of 413,000 sexual assaults that occurred last year, only 9% were actually reported. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wiltons with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's the weather.
Sunshine for today should push temperatures up to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. High pressure will keep the weather clear to partly cloudy through the overnight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. For tomorrow, we're going to see sunshine once again. Afternoon highs at 95. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. Partly to mostly sunny during the day on Friday. Highs Friday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We need to be more consistent as a football team.
That was after I asked Coach what they needed to work on heading into the Nevada game. We'll have more on A&M football as they gear up for a team whose head coach just got fined $10,000 for being not so nice on the sideline.
Oh.
We'll have that, plus a look at some other things in Major League Baseball with the pennant race heating up. Now the Rangers are atop the Astros for the first time this season. And Lori Corbelli, in her 900th game in her career, gets a win over a ranked opponent. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports in about 11 minutes.
So, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the video. When is it too much? When have you gone over the top? When should you get a fine? I mean, you're out there trying to get your team fired up. I mean, you've seen basketball coaches get teed up. Seen them get kicked out of the game and their team comes back and wins. I understand
that students the sensitive ears.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't want to offend anybody. Don't want to offend anybody. That's for sure. All right, I kind of thought that going out there and getting your team churned up and playing well would be a good thing.
Well, so, that was when you were a kid in school. They don't do that anymore.
Did you know this? There's a rare disease in which people hear everything going on inside their bodies.
Like their heartbeat?
All that. Your blood rushing. It is a rare disorder called superior semicircular canal dehiscence.
Oh, of course, yes.
Of course, yeah, sure.
I read about that yesterday.
Causes patients to hear sounds from within their own body, sounds like food digesting. Well, and you think about it. You've been in a meeting. You've been in some quiet place.
Yeah.
Your stomach makes an absolutely natural sound, and everybody kind of looks over at you like it's never happened to them, okay?
It stayed inside. Mm. Don't look at me.
Yeah. To correct the disorder in the past, patients would have to undergo surgery that involved drilling a sizable hole in the skull. Or, and I don't know what sizable is, any would seem to be sizable to me, but, you know, whatever. Or learn to live with the sounds. But apparently researchers at UCLA Medical Center have developed a minimally invasive surgery with less recovery time so that patients can feel better and get back to their work. One of the things that happens, again, because it's in your ears, I think, you have some balance issues. Excuse me, balance problems. I'm not going to use the word issues when we're talking problems, okay?
If it involves drilling a hole in your head, yeah, that's more than an issue.
True. Would be a problem. So, anyhow, I thought that was rather
That is interesting. I can't even fathom that, though.
Yeah. But you've heard your blood rush before, have you not? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly have. So, but imagine having that all the time.
I wonder how, I guess you would get used to it to be able to go to sleep, but
yeah.
The constant noise,
yeah.
I would think, would drive you batty.
Okay, so yesterday, I did something I don't find myself doing all that much anymore. I left a voicemail. Yeah. I mean, now, think about that. Now, the thing is, we spend a lot of time speaking extemporaneously. I mean, that's what we do. And so I'm not uncomfortable doing that by any means, but I wonder, as our communication modes have changed so dramatically, are we to the point where some of us really suck at leaving a voicemail?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I mean, people were bad at it when they practiced it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how they'd be any better.
Here's what I don't like in a voicemail. Give me a call. You know, that's it. This is, you know, Frank, give me a call. Okay, can you help me? You know,
Frank, who? With who?
Well, yeah, and just, you know, why are we, you know, I'll be, if I
need really
to
want to know how much I want to talk to you.
Yeah, well, no, it's if I need to have some information ahead of time.
No, it's if no. I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Anyway, but. So, I mean, it sounds to me like you guys don't do much of the voicemail thing anymore, then. You text or email?
You know, even if you do, people don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Because they'll see that they missed
I didn't listen to the voice message I just called.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, when was the last time you listened all the way through to the end of the voicemail?
You never.
And we used to think that was so cool. Remember that?
Oh, I specifically.
What, you got messages?
Yeah, we used to think that was really neat that you could actually leave a voice message.
Well, and coming up with a clever answering machine
message. Oh, yeah, sure, one of those. Exactly right, yeah.
Believe it or not, yeah. I am talking to you.
Wow, you saw that commercial one too many times.
Oh, no, it was Seinfeld.
Yeah,
and yes,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Over and over and over and over and over.
All right, most pet owners know that dogs are masters of that art of getting humans to pretty much obey the wishes that they have. Trip outside.
Manipulative animals. Yeah,
get the tennis ball that's rolled under the couch, whatever. For decades, researchers have assumed that dogs imploring glances were in fact just some brilliant problem-solving strategy, as in, I'll just get the human to do it. But a new study suggests that dogs may have become so dependent on human cues that they give up easily when confronted with a challenging problem. For instance, they did an experiment. Researchers challenged dogs and wolves with an impossible puzzle. This really savory treat that was trapped inside a box and there was no way to remove it. Well, so they did it, put it out there for the wolves, put it out there for the dogs. The wolves continued trying to get to it. The dogs quickly gave up and looked for the nearest human for help.
That's a flawed premise.
Okay.
The puzzle's impossible to solve.
Yeah.
They said that.
Yes.
Maybe the dogs are smarter at figuring out there's no way in here. The wolves are stupid. I gotta get this treat. I gotta get this treat.
My thought was the dog's more like people looking to the government. I can't do this. Will you do this for me? I'm just saying. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but
it's impossible.
Turning dog story into politics in 2 seconds flat.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that a dog is that much smarter than wolves.
We make fun of people for trying to discover perpetual energy. It's been physically impossible.
I know, but look at all the research money that's out there and available for it. Got to go for the bucks, follow the dollars, right? I mean, that's basically what it's about.
Perpetual climate machine.
Oh, yeah. You may have hit on something there.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's see. By the way, in case you missed it, they're going to be selling sangria at Taco Bell. Not near here, but just in case.
Dadgummit.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. If it catches on, I'm sure that'll be okay. Shower thoughts? Shower thoughts.
Yay!
Like those.
We have to come up with some music for shower thoughts. I don't know what it needs to be.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay, we need to find.
It's battle of music now.
Yeah, I don't know. If you kill a killer, the number of killers in the world still remains the same. Just thought, because it's a shower thought. Hello.
You know, I have four little four-legged Democrats at home. They get free food, you know, and they get
four-legged Democrats
free health care, which I paid $1,000 for yesterday because one had to have her gallbladder removed.
Oh, how old was that one?
She's 11.
You heard of death panels? You
know,
I didn't want to lose her.
I understand that. I understand that. Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate that. Four little Democrats at home.
One wants to lose Nana either. That's why we don't need death panels.
Okay. That's horrible.
What? All right. What is that?
No, see, that's...
No, that's shower. See, yeah. I want music.
No.
Okay. That's okay. Very nice. Okay. That's okay. You can turn it off. Should fire trucks really be called water trucks?
Not all of them are water trucks.
It must take cops forever to get any place, since people always drive slower when they're around.
Very true.
All right.
That's not true.
Are door-to-door salespeople real-life pop-up ads?
click to hide.
Yeah.
Oh, they got to come up with a button that says
like
it.
That, yeah. If you had a lake situated next to a mountain, it would be totally reasonable to call both of them Lake Mountain. Thank you.
Honey!
Yes, dear?
The water's freezing!
You're kidding me.
Do I sound like I'm kidding?
Well, I've heard about hotwaterplumber.com.
Get him now!
No hot water? Click on hotwaterplumber.com. Locally owned and operated by licensed plumbers.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCSChocolateGallery.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Conflict over finances can be hard on a marriage. In fact, couples who argue about money are twice as likely to divorce as those who don't. So over the next couple of days, let's talk about how to develop a financial team strategy. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Money issues won't be resolved until you both understand what drives your motivations. So, the first step is to figure out the underlying causes of your disagreements. For example, some use money to compensate for a deprived childhood or to ease depression or anxiety. So, when you're talking about how you spend money, ask your spouse, "What's our goal in this?" If either of your answers is about finding fulfillment or escaping pain, you'll probably want to reconsider how you're using money. Similar conversations should take place regarding financial goals. To get on the same page, you'll need some common ground about spending and saving. In these early stages, the details aren't as crucial as seeking agreement on general goals. Once you're headed in the same direction, it'll be easier to find creative solutions. Above all, emphasize the health of your relationship over the minutiae of budgets and savings accounts. And speaking of budgets, there's some practical ideas that can help alleviate conflict as well. Tomorrow, we'll discuss some of those. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about building a stronger foundation for your marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course. Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Honey Ann, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It's 7:51. The 17th-ranked Aggie football team is back at home this weekend, taking on the University of Nevada. The head coach of the Wolfpack is Brian Pullian, who served as a special teams and tight ends coach for Kevin Sumlin and the Aggies back in 2012.
He texted me the other night. He said, "I'll huddle if you'll huddle." I said, "We'll huddle on kickoffs and punts." And I don't think there was much of a response after that.
Now, as far as the Aggies are concerned, Coach says there are a few things that they need to work on as well.
We need to be more consistent as a football team. What I'm interested to see is improvement from our guys from a consistency standpoint to see if we can play at that level like we did in the first half with the ones again this week. And then improvement from the other guys that we're counting on from a depth standpoint.
Kickoff for Aggie football against the Wolfpack is at 11 o'clock. The Fan Zone broadcast starts on 1620 WTAW at 8 o'clock in the morning. Speaking of former Aggie coach, the University of Nevada has fined Coach Pullian $10,000 after he was called for 2 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties during Saturday's 44-20 loss to Arizona. Nevada Athletic Director Doug Knuth announced the fine yesterday in a statement that said any further offense will bring an automatic suspension and bigger fines. Mountain West Conference officials reprimanded Pullian last year for criticizing the officiating after Nevada beat UNLV and warned a second offense could mean stiffer penalties. In Coach Lori Corbelli's 900th match as a head coach, A&M posted a thrilling upset win in 5 sets over number 15 Colorado State. Corbelli, in her 23rd season at the helm of the Aggies, received clutch performances across the board as A&M improved to 6-3. Here's outside hitter Emily Hardesty.
It was just an awesome feel on the court. We really rallied together as a team, and it was just a great overall match for us and good moving forward into the season.
A&M will wrap up their non-conference slate this weekend on the road, taking on number 18 Florida State Friday at 6 o'clock. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers stole a page from the Houston Astros playbook with a walk-off shot.
Swung on, line drive, center field, right at Rasmus. He makes the catch, Stubbs tags, he's coming home. Here's the throw, not in time. Stubbs scores standing up, and the Rangers are in first place.
The Rangers won another tense Texas showdown, 6-5 over the Astros with Mitch Moreland's sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth inning. Texas closer Chan Tolson pitched a scoreless ninth as the Rangers moved into first place for the first time this year. Houston holds the second AL wildcard spot. At the University of Keep Austin Weird, Steve Patterson has been dismissed after 22 months as the University of Texas athletic director. Patterson hired football coach Charlie Strong and men's basketball coach Shaka Smart, but he also raised ticket prices after Strong guided the Longhorns to a losing season in his first year. The ouster comes as Texas is seeking a lucrative new apparel contract once its current deal with Nike expires. That happens in 2016. As for the replacement, Chip Brown from Longhorn Digest said there are a few waiting in the wings.
I think you have to start with Oliver Luck. He was the finalist when they gave the job to Patterson. He can handle the schmooze end of the athletic director job. Bottom line, I think you start with Oliver Luck. See if he's happy at the NCAA now. If he's not, it might be one phone call.
The rumor mill, by the way, is also turning about trying to bring back Mac Brown as the AD. On out of the NFL, where a person with knowledge of the situation says that Dez Bryant's surgery yesterday was successful for a bone in his right foot. Doctor's estimates he could be back on his feet in as early as a month. Jerry Jones said closer to a month and a half.
It takes a bone 6 weeks to fully recover. We've had players that with foot injuries that did not wait until the six-week period of time before they were functional and before they were able to play.
And finally, CBS Sports is reporting San Diego State's basketball program is under investigation by the NCAA for potential rules violations that include possible improper benefits to recruits. Head coach Steve Fisher was hired by SDSU in 99, 2 years after he was fired by Michigan because of the program's involvement with a booster. Fisher has turned the once mundane Aztecs into a perennial top 25 and NCAA tournament team. And that's going to do it for sports. We're hanging out with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. And I can't remember if I heard or read somewhere, you're one of the sponsors for the PRCA Rodeo at the Waller County Fair.
We are. We're the title sponsor for the Waller County Fair. We've had that relationship ongoing for the last 4 or 5 years now. It's a
Who's
lot of
playing?
Fun. One of their opening acts is Aaron Watson. He's always fun to watch. We had him at the dealership actually a few years ago, and a great guy, really nice guy.
And I know that you guys do stuff for the Grimes County too, because you buy like a lot of the stock out there.
We try to be the volume buyer there every year. support the kids. They're a whole lot of fun to watch those kids stand up there and be proud of the projects they worked on all year. So
awesome. All right, man, we got to move to the deal of the day now before we run out of time.
Okay, we have a 2009 Ford Escape for only $65.88.
All right, so how do people see the 10 under 10 or this car in particular?
You just go to teamofnavasota.com.
Thank you, sir, and that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend AggielandHelpWanted.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety checked by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
About a minute till, Newstalk 1620 WTAW, Pennsylvania man recovering in the hospital after attempting to shoplift a phone from Walmart. Police say David Lee, sounds like he needs another name, you know, it ought to be David Lee something or another. Anyway, David Lee removed the Straight Talk wireless phone by prying it from the shelf using a knife. They say he later went into the automotive aisle, tried to open the packaging with the same knife, and while trying to open the package, he stabbed himself in the arm.
Like you do.
Bleeding excessively from the wound, he grabs a towel off of the shelf and wrapped his arm in it, trying to leave the store unnoticed. Upon leaving the store, got into a car, went straight to the hospital. Injuries so severe, he had to be flown to another hospital.
Wow.
Almost a Darwin Award.
Almost?
Almost a Darwin Award. At least we know what he did. All right, Nancy Berry joins us in the next half hour. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Scott.